You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Brent Northcutt parks a female friend's car in a nearby parking lot while she visits her mom in the hospital. The friend's ex-boyfriend, Ian Bramall Allen, approaches Northcutt, who gets out of the car to talk. Bramall Allen, angry, suddenly stabs Northcutt and takes off in the ex-girlfriend's car. Police track Bramall Allen down as he tries to flee on foot, but he's surrounded. Instead of surrendering, he stabs himself in the neck several times.
Nancy, once investigators put the pieces together of how Bramall Allen knew Northcutt, they interviewed Bramall Allen's ex-girlfriend and her mother. The mother reported that Bramall Allen was uncomfortable with her daughter's friendship with Northcutt, ultimately leading them to break up. Days before the stabbing, Bramall Allen called Northcutt, threatening him to stay away from his ex.
Bramall Allen, 43, now recovering from his wounds, charged with the murder of Brent Northcutt and grand theft. For 4-year-old Miles Roman, a party just isn't a party until the cops show up because he invited them. After Miles is starstruck when meeting a cop for the first time, his mom takes him by their local Maine Police Department to invite the entire station to his 4th birthday party. That invitation is well received. Several officers, K-9 Tucker, a fire truck, and an off-duty ambulance show up to wish Miles happy birthday and give all the tiny partygoers tours of their rigs. Same time next year. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lumley.
Following a plea agreement, the last of several teens accused of killing a classmate and a drug-related robbery in Pennsylvania more than 3 years ago has been sentenced to prison. For more now, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After entering a guilty plea to third-degree murder in Blair County Court, Damian Green, now 19 years old, was given a sentence of 15 to 30 years. This according to our friends at the Altoona Mirror newspaper. Green admitted to conspiring to commit robbery, and illegal use of a communication facility, in addition to pleading guilty to second-degree murder, which the prosecution agreed to drop from the original indictment. According to the prosecution, Green, along with another 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, intended to steal money and marijuana from 15-year-old Devin Fershing in February 2020. Authorities stated that one of the teenagers pulled a revolver on the victim and pistol-whipped him. Fershing was shot after he fought back.
The other two teens earlier entered guilty pleas to third-degree murder. Police say a Kentucky woman mistakenly believed she was being abducted and taken to Mexico when she fatally shot her West Texas Uber driver. After being charged with murder in connection with the death of 52-year-old Daniel Piedra Garcia last week, Phoebe Copas remained in jail in El Paso, Texas. The shooting occurred on June 16th as Pedro was driving Copas to a destination in far southeastern El Paso. The 48-year-old Kentucky woman was reportedly in El Paso visiting her boyfriend. According to an arrest affidavit, Copas noticed traffic signs reading Juarez, Mexico during the ride. El Paso is situated across from Juarez on the U.S.-Mexico border. A man set to be executed in September for the 1996 murder of a dance student at the University of Oklahoma intends to decline his opportunity for a clemency hearing because he has little faith that the state's governor will spare his life. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In a telephone interview with the Associated Press, 44-year-old Oklahoma death row inmate Anthony Sanchez stated that Governor Kevin Stitt is unlikely to grant a pardon, even in the rare instance where the 5-member pardon and parole board recommends it. In April, the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals denied Sanchez's attorney's request for an evidentiary hearing in which they asserted that Sanchez's late father, Thomas Glenn Sanchez, was the true killer of Julie Buskin. The 21-year-old OU student from Benton, Arkansas, had just finished her final semester when she was kidnapped on December 20, 1996, outside her Norman apartment building. Her body was discovered later that night. She had been shot in the head after being raped.
Although Mark Barrett, who is representing Sanchez, claims a federal judge appointed him, Sanchez, who maintains his innocence, says he is no longer working with his court-appointed attorneys. Prosecutors have dropped a minor assault charge against Devontae Adams, a wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, after he shoved a photographer to the ground as he exited the field after a defeat against Kansas City in October. The Kansas City Star reported that the complaint brought before the municipal court in Kansas City was dismissed on June 5th. J.R. Hobbs, Adams' legal representative, declined to comment. Police in Kansas City, Missouri, have accused Adams of pushing Ryan Zelby to the ground as he ran off the field October 10th after the Raiders' 30-29 loss to the Chiefs. At the time, police described it as a, quote, intentional overt act that resulted in whiplash, a headache, and possibly a mild concussion. In his comments to the media following the game and later on Twitter, Adams apologized for his actions.
Jance Varela moves from Montana to Colorado to live with friends after being diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder causing tumors to grow within his body. Despite the move, Varela, age 40, is always in close contact with his family. In May, Varela diagnosed with a brain tumor that's already affecting his motor control. Shortly after, Varela stops communicating with family entirely, doesn't return home after a night of bowling with friends. Varela's family believes the tumor may be affecting his judgment. Jance Varela now missing over a year. If you have info, please contact Larimer County Sheriff's 970-498-5100. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.